Yeah, is Judy in?
Who's calling, please?
It's Patrick with Cardiff.
Patrick with what now? I'm sorry, sorry, I didn't hear the... With what company?
Yeah, it's fine. It with Cardiff. It's C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like, different?
Cardiff? Okay, hold on, please.
Is this Judy?
She might be in the restroom.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Judy?
No, it's not. This is Barbara. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, I was holding for Judy.
Who is this?
It's Patrick with Cardiff.
With who?
With Cardiff.
Okay, can I have her call you back? I don't even...
Okay, the person who answered the phone last told me I was being transferred to her, so... You said she's not in right now?
No, she's never here in the evening. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, I can leave you with my name and number if you want to have her give me a call when you see her.
Okay, Patrick?
Yeah, and then it's with Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like, different?
Uh-huh, what is this? What type of this... I mean, what's this in reference to?
Yeah, it was just about some equipment I talked to her about earlier in the summer.
About buying equipment?
Yeah, we're a private business bank. We do the financing for it.
Oh, okay. What's the phone number?
858-252-1481. And then maybe anybody else who helps Judy out with the financing, or does she do just about all that? I know she's the owner for you guys.
She would have to make that decision. But I will let her know that you called.
All right, and then maybe an email I could reach out to. I know she's a busy lady.
Right. I will let her. I will let her know you called. You're more than welcome to call back, but she's not here in the evening.
No, it's fine. Did you say she has an email that I could reach her at?
I don't know. No. They have a regular Roadrunner email.
Yeah, what's that one?
Accounting. What is that email address? accounting@roadrunnerbr.com.
That was BR you said at the end?
Right.
Baton Rouge?
Right.
Okay, you guys are out in Baton Rouge, right?
Right.
You guys just service Baton Rouge, or is it like greater Louisiana area?
Pretty much a lot of different parishes and cities out in this area.
Oh, that's cool. My great-grandma actually lives out in Baton Rouge, so small world.
Yeah. The wet world right now here.
I was just going to ask about that, actually. Yeah. I saw that on the news.
That's what I say. It's not probably not a good time to talk to her right now. We've been swamped. We haven't stopped. We haven't slowed up none. We're still clearing the highways. You know,
no, yeah, I can imagine. City. Yeah, yeah. Literally swamped, huh?
Okay.
You know, if she has any plans or, you know, anything with all the business you guys got coming on. I talked to her earlier before all that, you know, the weather happened, about bringing on some new trucks for you guys.
Now that might be, something she's looking into. I don't know, but like I said, I will make sure she gets this first thing in the morning just in case she is looking for something.
Perfect.
And, but it's always best to call her earlier in the day.
Is that usually when she comes in?
Right, yeah, she's usually here by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
I gotcha. You know if she's going to be in tomorrow morning by chance, too?
Yes, she should be.
And then, does she have a voicemail, too, or just kind of you guys?
No, we funnel her calls.
Right. You guys getting ready for the Saints season, too?
Oh, yeah, LSU, Saints.
Yeah, I bet. That was a tough loss for LSU last week, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You guys pretty upset about that one?
I really don't care. I'm not a football fan, but yes.
Yeah, I can understand. All right, well, have her give me a call, and I'll let you get back to work. Thanks a lot for your help, though.
All right, thank you.
Bye.